Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya getting us up and twitching this morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Monday, January 27th.
Yes, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks to our executive producer. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that the Patriots just hired Thomas Brown.
Oh, did they really?
As the offensive coach. Just added to the coaching staff.
Oh, that's good. Good for him.
Josh McDaniels would be the offensive coordinator.
Right.
Maybe.
But that's good.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Like running backs coach?
Not sure.
Thanks to Dustin William Rhodes, our executive producer.
Bowls in the building. Super Bowl MVP. Led to that Super Bowl win. Who did he play that game? Do you know he played that game? I love you.
Nick, I don't hate you. I'm just jealous of you. You caught it. I didn't.
That's fun with Tom. And Brandon Fryer, thank you, buddy. Thanks so much for your hard work today.
Well, listen, we've got to do this. Let me hear you all say E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Birds!
Yeah.
Let's go, Birds.
Let's go. That wasn't less than he did.
Well, he had
E-A-G-A-G-A-L-E-S.
Is a famous one. Marshall Harris is here. Put upon Bills fan the difficulty of your life.
Tough one, Marshall.
We all understand.
Yeah.
And he's with Dan Bernstein. Dan's here. Dan's here.
Release the hounds.
Release the hounds.
Quick. Who let the dogs out?
This is a hell of a Super Bowl, man.
That should be pretty good, again. Although people hate it.
Again.
A lot of people don't like the Eagles, and a lot of people are sick of Kansas City.
People generally don't like Eagles fans, and then they're sick of Kansas City.
Yeah, people are sick of Kansas City.
Yeah, but just think about the game, the quality of the actual game.
Yeah,
the star power and Vic Fangio against Patrick Mahomes.
We just kind of saw that, though, a couple of years ago. I think I saw some people responding to. But Fangio wasn't there.
Did people get tired of the Steelers and the Cowboys?
Hmm.
There weren't as many.
People got tired of Boston.
If there was social media back in the 70s,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the way we watch sports now is so different from those eras of the Steelers, Cowboys.
I'm surprised that so many people don't like Kansas City and don't like the Kelseys, don't like Taylor Swift, can't stand Patrick Mahomes. It's weird to me.
A lot of it is political. A lot of it is Patrick Mahomes' wife and his brother, and their personalities are make, like, you know, for a lot of people, like nails on a chalkboard when you talk about Brittany Mahomes and Jackson Mahomes. But yeah, just, you know, a lot of people are sick of Taylor Swift and sick of Travis Kelce. I mean, a lot of people
are. How about Jason Kelce?
But Jason Kelce's great.
Who does he cheer for?
Who does he cheer for?
I mean, people are sick of the Mannings too, but they're this, you know, that's.
Who's sick of the Mannings?
I mean, we all are.
Which
right?
one do you want to be the winning kicker?
Yeah, how about that?
That's funny. I will not. I don't know.
That's very.
I'll take Arch. Like I say, I tune in.
I'll take Archie.
Yeah, I tune in for kickoff. It's my Super Bowl rule.
Like
the actual they whatever they say at 5:37 or whatever it is, that's when the TV goes on.
Huh. I kind of like watching some buildup. I don't mind the hype.
Thomas Brown, tight ends coach / passing game coordinator.
Yeah, that's nice.
Passing game coordinator.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, well, he was passing game coordinator here.
Yeah, so maybe he'll meet the quarterback actually this time.
No, Mike, maybe yeah. maybe pass him in the hallway, say
yeah.
hi.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Drake Manhams.
Passing when, hall coordinator.
When will he take over from Vrabel? What week?
I have interim head coaching experience. Good for him, though.
Yeah, guy, I'm glad you know, he got a. I'm glad he got a gig. I like that guy a lot. You know what he has? Aura.
He does have that aura, a little gravitas. I wonder if he'll bring his aura ring with him. Find out how many steps he has at Foxborough.
My question: wouldn't having one of those be a nightmare?
Yes, it's like, terrible.
Yeah, that.
Don't tell me how little I've slept. It's, don't tell me what my heart rate is.
Yeah, it sounds incredibly invasive and anxiety-inducing.
You don't have to tell me how angry I am. I already know.
I'm glad they're not a sponsor. I hate that idea of wearing something that was just going to ruin your day.
Why is it going to ruin your day, though?
Because it's telling you, yeah, you really don't sleep at all.
Oh, yeah. How would you like to wake up to that?
It says you're ugly and stupid. And
exactly.
Yeah.
At least you have like information about yourself that you can try to improve.
Marshall, we're happily in denial here, yeah. Okay?
Oh, okay, yes. My bad.
We don't,
my
need,
bad.
Not just we don't need an aura ring to
I get
ruin
it.
That.
I get it. Chicago
how
professional sports
up?
Will do
I'm
that.
I'm worried. Would you like a hug?
I mean, I'll be honest. So I mentally prepared that, hey, this is how this game is going to go. And if it doesn't go this way, it'll be a pleasant surprise. But I knew how it was going to go, and I thought me mentally preparing for the outcome of the game would make me feel better about the outcome of the game. Let me tell you something. It didn't.
No.
It didn't, because no. A lot of it is like, here we go again, and I heard you guys talking about, well, you know, he can't do this like 4 years. Why can't he do it
yes,
4 years
can,
in a row?
I guess.
Can I ask a question? Did you think he converted the first down when the
I'm like everybody else. Of course he converted the first down.
Do you think so?
I thought where the ball was, like, forward progress.
Well, what is forward progress? It's a matter of interpretation.
I thought it was the furthest most point.
We have none of that in this country.
The furthest most point where that ball gets before you get stopped.
Okay.
And that's why I thought he got it.
The longer the play went on, the more he was losing the battle. So he was being pushed back.
But that's the whole forward progress.
I don't know.
Would a chip
solve that? Would a chip in the football?
It would help. It certainly couldn't hurt. I don't know why.
The problem with the chip is now you've got to have the chip at the tip of the football.
Chip in everything. Whatever it takes. I'm serious. If you notice,
we
have not seen the chains much
anymore.
Like, they're clearly phasing out the antiquated concept of the chains.
And with all the money that's being not only spent on football, but also gambled on football so that, you know, questions of integrity come into play. You need to have the most accurate replay model. It's got every sport is way behind tennis. Like, if you really think about it, tennis, they don't mess around anymore.
That happens,
you say, hey, and they look at it, it takes 10 seconds.
And there's no John McEnroe. You cannot be serious.
They have a chip in the soccer ball during these tournaments, and there are times when you can see based on where the ball goes, like, oh, it crossed the line. Oh, it didn't cross the line.
That's the offside.
Not, yeah, it's so.
They should do that.
It's so good.
It's so
but
quick.
All this
it's
is
so
great
fast.
Technological talk, but like, where does Dalton Kincaid fall? Is he in the Scott Norwood territory? Is he not there yet? Because he dropped that.
Yeah. Did he drop it or just go through his arms?
It went through his arms.
Okay.
And it's not an easy catch. But don't you think you have to make that play?
It's not as bad as the Mark Andrews.
I think full
stop. No. There's no excuse.
That was Jackie Smith.
I think the problem with the Dalton Kincaid is when you see it in real time, the angle was bad.
Yeah.
But when you see it in slow motion, you're seeing it in slow motion. So
it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The way he was having to try to come across with his body, it's a more difficult look.
Yeah. But a very, very important.
So all you see is the ball right literally going through.
I thought the fact that he got that ball off and it was as close as it was.
Yes.
Was just remarkable. Man,
the blitz ended that game.
Didn't have to because if he catch that pass, who knows what happens next. Instead, we're talking about counterfeit bills.
Also, get a stop. You had timeouts. Get a stop. Get a stop. Why are y'all doing this? I see what y'all are trying.
No.
I see what y'all are trying to do right now.
We're here now.
I'm not falling for this.
It's trying to trigger you.
A new week. It's a new day.
Yes.
I am optimistic. It was sunny on my walk here this morning.
Look at that.
My 1.4 miles was. It's a beautiful day. It's not that cold. I'm in a good mood, and you know what? Bears are making good moves.
Yeah.
Seemingly. The coaching staff is getting filled.
Yeah, getting filled.
There's optimism.
There's a lot of good things.
There's a lot of the Cubs got a guy that might be able to close games for them next year.
Impressive approach there, Marshall.
The White Sox are building a statue.
They're marshaling
they
forward.
They are making a statue. They're going to just walk up to the statue, and they will hit it. And there it will come up.
They're burling forward in their plans.
It's like Michelangelo.
Everybody wants the burly statue to be with the hands on head after the perfect game.
I think so. I like that.
No, I want it to be the
action
flip
shot
between the legs and the great play that he
made.
That's
a great one, yeah.
Yeah, do that. Like, I don't have this ass in the air like
or maybe
that.
Maybe the finishing up the beer on the way out for the save.
I remember seeing him the next morning in the hotel. And just kind of, I can't kind of look. I'm like, were you? He's like, nah, not really, no. Because I was, he wasn't pounding beers.
No, but he had a couple.
He had a couple.
He was relaxed.
He had a couple.
Yeah. Do you have an early favorite for this game for yourselves for the Super Bowl? Do you feel like it's going to go?
This is when you decide. This is when you make your call and stick with it.
I'm leaning Eagles.
You're leaning Eagles?
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
I can't bet against
Patrick
Mahomes.
Molly will make up his decision. Right about 5 o'clock.
I will make
on
a
Super
call,
Bowl Sunday.
But it will take some time.
No, that's fine. I just didn't know if you had an initial like, oh, I could see why the Eagles are going to win.
I think the Eagles are playing a lot better than the Chiefs are.
But my three reasons
are. But I also think that Patrick Mahomes is one of the.
I can't bet against Patrick Mahomes.
True.
I just
true.
Can't.
Saquon, Jalen Carter,
Zach Bond,
and
that guy's
Vic
a
Fangio
monster.
Those are good reasons.
Those are three.
And Jalen Hurts gets 2 weeks to get healthier.
Yeah. And he's going to put himself in a different category if he wins this Super Bowl as a quarterback.
As is Mahomes. He'll be.
I think he's already in
no,
his own tier.
No, but he'll be three games behind Tom.
But when Jalen Hurts came out of college and second round pick,
yeah.
If he wins a Super Bowl, I don't think anybody envisioned this kind of career path for him.
Well, would you compare that to Russell Wilson as a third round pick?
Very similar. Yeah, that's probably a very good comp.
I think because of who he played for in college, it's a little bit different because the perception of him was way more widely known.
Expectations might have been higher for Jalen Hurts coming out of college than Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Russell Wilson, where he played versus...
Only a few of us thought Russell Wilson would be any good.
How about we're talking about this today? How about Saquon making a three-year $38 million, under $38 million
deal? He's very underpaid.
Mm-hmm. While Jalen Hurts is making $255 million. I'm just saying... It's quarterbacks, I understand.
No, quarterback's the most important position.
But just when you think about that difference in money, it's shocking.
I've been beating the drum on, if you're an elite running back, you got to be upset that these average pedestrian wide receivers are making all this money. You just have to be.
It's a league overreaction to the position.
Yeah.
It was a league overreaction.
Well, there will be some course correction
I think there's going to be an overreaction to the correction. It's still a relatively fungible position.
It is, but if you have a elite Hall of Fame talent.
There are some outlier superstars there, but in general, it's still not good business practice to throw a lot of money at a running
back.
Just
wait until Ben Johnson drafts Ashton Jeanty with number 10.
Wait, what?
Just wait.
I'm not with that.
I like Ashton Jeanty a lot.
I know. Ashton Jeanty could be there. The Bears could take him. I'm just saying.
My question about if they do that, if they were to do that, you better have your offensive and defensive lines up to, playing it above.
It's a bad draft.
Did Barkley benefit from that line?
But he also helps them.
Yes,
he runs with such a vision and timing that he actually can make linemen more likely to finish a block.
Spin and then accelerate.
It's also the understanding angles and knowing you're putting your linemen in a better position to succeed when your angle is correct.
And leaping people backwards.
That's nice too.
That's super cool.
Yeah. He's just.
What do you got? What are you going to do?
What are we going to do? We are going to talk about the Bears coaching staff. We will talk about the games, the Cubs' new closer. Anthony Herron is going to join us in the 11 o'clock hour, high noon, 11:45. Deuce McAllister will give us some inside information on all the Saints-connected people. We've got the big Zach LaVine audition for a possible trade partner tonight. And Dan Wiederer will be with us at 1.
Have a great show.
See you.